What happens if you walk through this lifetime, something unexpected comes. And then there it is. Something that we call choice. You have the choice. The suffering comes and you run away. Or the suffering comes, the pain comes, and you face it. We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. You go through it until you have become so strong. Your body becomes so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore.
So you got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself and short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me.
I don't tell people that they're okay the way they are. You know, I say, no, you could be way more than you are. And they're relieved about that, you see, because if you're in a dark and terrible place and someone says you're okay the way you are, then you don't know what to do about that. It's
right.
No, I'm not. I'm having a terrible time and I'm hopeless. You're okay the way you are. Well, then what? That's it? That's it? That's where I am? And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions. And in pursuing that better, that's where you'll find the meaning in your life. And that will give you the antidote to the suffering.
Don't worry. You're never ahead. You're never behind. You're exactly where you need to be. Don't let anything rush you, because you're exactly where you need to be. And every minute that you're spending wishing you had someone else's life, you're wasting a minute of yours.
You learn things painfully. And when you learn something painfully, a part of you has to die. That's the pain. You know, when a dream is shattered, for example, a huge part of you that constituted that dream, maybe even the biological substrate of that dream, has to be stripped away and burned. And so, life is a constant process of death and rebirth. And to participate in that fully is to allow yourself to be redeemed by it. And so the good is that process of death and rebirth, voluntarily undertaken. It's like you're not as good as you could be, so you let that part of you die.
What happened for me is I realized, as my life was circling the drain, this was not the situation that I wanted. I didn't want my life to end in divorce. I didn't want to be in financial ruin. I didn't want to be depressed. I didn't want to be anxious. And here's the truly screwed up thing. I knew what to do to fix it. See, this is the trap that most of us are in.
But progress towards a worthy goal, a worthy vision in your life, is the pathway to success. So why don't most people make it? Why don't most people? They go their whole life, they never really live, they react. Because they live in the physical world. They don't control their thoughts. I want you to remember this. Thoughts are the currency with which you purchase your dreams. Thoughts are the currency with which you purchase your dreams and your vision. If you can begin to change the way you think, literally you can begin to change your life. But most people only operate in the physical world.
Discipline equals freedom in all aspects of your life. From a fitness perspective, you've got to have the discipline to get up early in the morning. You've got to have the discipline to work out, the discipline to eat the right foods. And if you have those kind of disciplines, they're not easy. But if you make the right choice over time, it's going to give you freedom.
Life is a journey. Never think that any frame of your life is independent from other frames. Because that's where we can really overwhelm us. So when you're in a certain situation, you suddenly feel that this is it. This is now a real setback. If you don't recognize that it's a journey and this moon will continue to travel and the setback is not going to remain this way, then there's strength and confidence to move forward. But if you convince yourself that my moment, remember the emotional reaction of demoralization takes over, then besides the actual setback, the actual diminishment, you've now turned it into a liability.
But I will tell you this, it isn't one thing. And it isn't 10 things, and it isn't 100 things. It isn't a quick path, and there are no shortcuts. Meditation won't get you there, and neither will a miracle drug or an organic supplement or some superfood. Getting better isn't a hack or a trick or a one change that you need to make. Getting better is a campaign. It's a campaign. It's a daily, a weekly, it's an hourly fight. It's waking up early and going to bed late and grinding out every second in between.
Your brain spends most of its time trying to make sure you don't notice because you'll go crazy if you notice everything. But when you decide what's most important to you, your brain goes after it. If you don't know exactly what you want or you let yourself get beyond that to something general, you're not going to achieve it. Clarity is power. The more clear you are about exactly what it is you want, the more your brain knows how to get there.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
People want to know how to stop the laziness, and they want to know how to stop the procrastination. And, you know, they have some idea in their head, you know, some kind of a vision of what they want to do. But they don't know where to start. They don't know where to start it, you know? They don't know where to start. And so they say, hey, where do I start? And when's the best time to start? And I have a very simple answer for that. Here and now.
You say you want to be great, let your actions, let your words display that. If you say you really want to be elite, let your actions and let your words display that. You can't be a common man and do uncommon things. That's uncommon. That's an uncommon mentality. That's an uncommon spirit. That's an uncommon disposition. Don't ask me if I'm all right. No, we not. Every single day, do you dominate in what you do?
You got to come out your comfort zone because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, when no one else is around, those moments have a tendency to lead to success.
As we begin to look at what we want, as we begin to look toward the future, what's going to be crucial for you
is every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, you've got to affirm to yourself, hey, no, I can make it. This can happen for me. You've got powers within you, talents within you that you haven't even reached for yet. Now, whatever goal you have, here's what we know. You're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some challenges. Long journey, long dark night. But when you hold on to your dream, don't let anybody kill it in you. Just hold on to that dream. When it doesn't make sense to anybody, including you sometimes, just hold on. Once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
Why do you have goals? Is it to get the goals? You get the goal, how many have gotten the goal, and after you achieved it, you went, is this all there is? That's worse than failing, isn't it? Because most of you, if you fail, you're driven, right? You'll dust yourself up, get up, and go for it again. You're gonna get there. So I want you to understand something. The purpose of life is not to get your goals. The purpose of life is who you become to achieve your goals.
Stop doing the things that you know are wrong, that you could stop doing. But we will presume that there are things that you're doing that for one reason or another you know are not in your best interests. There's something about them that you just know you should stop. They're kind of self-evident to you. Other things you're going to be doubtful about. You're not going to know which way is up and which way is down. But there are things that you're doing that you know you shouldn't do. But there's another subset that you could stop doing. It might be a little thing. Well, that's fine. Stop doing it and see what happens.
And every day you fight not wanting to get up. And you do anyway, you chip another piece off that f***ing rock. And every day you f***ing eat the right foods. And every day you go to train, you train harder and harder and harder and harder. And you get up early and all these things you do to start forming yourself. You're chipping another f***ing piece of that rock up. Before you know it, you have this beautiful f***ing piece of artwork that you built.
Can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing? I'm gonna ask you again, can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing? If the outcome of the result changes, will you still be the same individual?
You gotta stop waiting for somebody else to give you permission to become the person you wanna become. If you wanna be an author, write. And as soon as you start writing, you're an author. If you want to become a musician, play music every day. And you're a musician. Nobody needs to give you permission. Your problem is you're up here thinking about it when you need to get out of your head and just start doing it. Because the second you start doing it, you become it.
It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you do. And if I want to figure out what you believe, I don't ask you. I watch how you act. And I assume that your true beliefs are those that are directing your actions. And so truth is discovered in action. And that's a very different claim. You know, and it's not the claim of a passive observer. It's the claim of someone who's actively interacting with the world. And of course, we are always acting. We're always acting interactively with the world. And not only that, if we don't act interactively with the world, we cease to exist.
Now, the true task is never forgetting it. Right? Even when we become successful, even when things go really well and we hit a rough patch, the challenge is never forgetting the spirit, the feeling, the thought process of when we went through those moments of preparation, what it took to get over the hump, to get through the rough patches, and to continue to press forward. Right? That's what I always say to people. Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do. Because a cat can become so successful, they can become a victim of their own success.
We all live in this bubble. What you gotta do to get the life that God wants you to have, you gotta put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble.
Whatever happened last week, happened last week. Whatever happened last year, your girlfriend dumped you. You gotta get up, look at the man in the mirror and go, this is what I'm doing today, whether they like it or not. I don't give a f***. Everybody's focusing on the stupidity things that they got on the news. Don't watch the news no more. I give you the real news. You know what the news is about today? You and how you're gonna conquer the world. How do you become a king? By taking it to the next f***ing level. By doing something outside your comfort zone.
Commitment means standing up for your life.
It means honoring yourself. We say, oh, it's too hard, it's too hard. We don't challenge our spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing as powerful as the human spirit. You can't destroy. You can pervert it, but you can't destroy.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life. Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen that you have no control over. And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering. You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Happiness is an emotional response to an outcome. If I win, I will be happy. If I don't, I won't. It's an if-then, cause and effect, quid pro quo standard that we cannot sustain because we immediately raise it every time we attain it. You see, happiness demands a certain outcome. It is result reliant. And I say, if happiness is what you're after, then you're gonna be let down frequently and you're gonna be unhappy much of your time. Joy, though, joy is a different thing. It's something else. Joy is not a choice. It's not a response to some result. It's a constant. Joy is the feeling that we have from doing what we are fashioned to do.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got. This is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself. Personal development. See, the major question to ask on the job is not what are you getting. The major question to ask on the job is, what are you becoming?
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. No matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. It's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
And many people go through life never getting in touch with their greatness because of the lack of motivation to push themselves, or because they have not found something that they believe to be worthwhile to challenge them. I heard a poem once that said, many a flower has bloomed unceasingly and wasted sweetness upon the cold desert air. It's translated, that means simply that many a talented persons have gone unnoticed and the world never had a chance to be exposed to their talent because that person did not take the time to begin to express or to demonstrate or to motivate themselves in the direction to bring that which they came into the universe to bring.
The whole universe is change, and life itself is but what we deem it. Life itself is but what we deem it. The eight most profound words in all of philosophy. Things are going to happen. You are going to have experiences in life. Almost all of the important impacts of how those experiences change you are going to be the story that you tell yourself about what that experience means.
There are moments in your life where problems seem as big as a mountain. You don't see the beauty of them because you're looking at it as an obstacle. Stop and look at what you've survived so far. Life is full of ups, downs, hills, valleys, and mountains. And when you do so, you will become a mountain of a man, a mountain of a woman, a mountain of a dreamer, a mountain of an achiever. But you've got to believe that somehow everything that you are going through is developing you for something greater.
The first one is, you are your own hero. You are your own leader. You are your own master. You make yourself so totally accountable for who you are. You focus on you and only on you to become the best person you could be for others.
You want to rebel against your parents? Cool. Do better. You want to rebel against society? Cool.
Rebel by working harder than everyone else. That's the best form of rebellion. Sure, you can go and rebel against them by cutting school, not studying. That is a form of rebellion. And guess what? You're the one that loses. So instead of doing that kind of rebellion, rebel by winning. Rebel by getting smarter. Rebel by getting stronger. Rebel by working harder. Like, that's the kind of rebellion you should do.
How motivated are you to do something about it? Your contribution, your actions. What are you giving? Many people will leave the universe without a trace. No one will know they were here. And in fact, under their name, we could put under there, not used up. Will anybody know that you came this way? What contribution are you giving? What will you leave? What will be different because you came this way? Someone once said that life is our gift to us, that God has given us, and how we live our lives is our gift to God.
The best way to contend with problems, with issues, with adversity is action, is by taking action. The more you sit and the more you wait and the more time you spend with that adversity, with the upper hand inside your head, the worse it's gonna get.
You have to believe that you're the person that's going to change your entire bloodline. You're the person that's going to change everything that's around you. You need accountability, though. It's got to be someone that you are accountable to push one another to greatness. Jordan had Pippen, and he pushed him until Pippen became a Hall of Famer. Both of them are champions, but they pushed each other to become elite together. There is a reliance, and there is a duplicity that we need someone. Who's your one?
I found peace years ago. Years ago. In the battle, you find peace. When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace. It's because you know exactly who you are. And that is where the peace is really found for me.
Because I don't care who you are, I don't care what you do, at some time you are going to get tired. At some time you're going to get in a rut, seem like nothing you do works out right. And sometimes it just seems like you just don't have the wherewithal or the will to do anything. You can put effort on you, and by concentrating on you and developing you, you can transform your life wherever you are right now.
The fire of motivation, the fire of trying to achieve something for a better version of yourself is something that if you practice it long enough, you can recall it. Because you have that fire inside of you. Strong mind goes together with strong body. I think there is a similarity with it, because you cannot reach to have a strong body if there is not the fuel behind it that gave you the push, the motivation to do so in order that you finally develop in that direction.
If you're struggling right now and you're having a hard time and you're pissed off and you're frustrated, know two things. One, you're not alone. Two, this is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all of the pain will be for nothing. And you need to remember that.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life, and that I can't do.
What do you do when you don't have people to turn to? What do you do when you don't have the support system you once had? What do you do when you feel like you're less of a person because of the struggle you're in, and if you told people, they would look at you oddly? What do you do when your pride is at stake? What do you do as you stop living on pride and you start digging inside? Start to believe that the same way you got in this hole, there's a path out of it. The work it took, the things that happened that brought you to this situation are not greater than the skill set that is within you. What is you have in your hand? If you dug yourself into a hole, you still have your hands. Put your hands to work, put your faith to work, put your heart into it. The same way you dug your way into the hole, you can take that same path out of the hole.
Which is, use what you have. And a lot more people have pain, a lot more people have anger, a lot more people have shame. And if you can use that as your gas in the beginning, you'll eventually get to a point where you can get out of that loop and then find something that you are really passionate about. But if you can't tie your shoes, you can't lift the weight, you can't send the DM, then you have to start with whatever you have.
You worry about something that someone did to you years ago. You're being a pussy to yourself, man. Not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day. I got time about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again. And again, and again, and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind.
If there is something that you can to 100% adjust and control in this life, it can only be yourself. If there is something which is 100% in your control, it must be yourself. What else should it be? And so if you think there is a possibility to master something, take responsibility of something, then I think it must be related, first of all, to your being.
You know how you got there. You know the situations, you know the circumstances, you know how it began to overwhelm you. Since you know that, put the knowledge to use. Stop being afraid of it. Don't create this monster that you think that you can't face. The idea of going broke, if you've been broke, you're at the bottom. If you're at the bottom, you can look up. And if you can look up, you can get up. And if you can get up, you can stay up. And if you can stay up, you can climb up. And if you can climb up, you can create a platform.
And if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your whatever you're a part of. It's bigger than you, man.
Short-term thinking says one workout doesn't matter. I can skip it. Short-term thinking encourages you to make short-term emotional decisions that hurt you in the long run, the further from the path you will stray.
Decide to live your fantasy. See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that.
Your dreams are just around the corner, but you got to get out of the nightmare. You see, the greatest thing that you have is you. It's the tool that God gave you.
There's not one person that you look up to, not one, that gets up every day and says, this is fucking amazing. I can't wait to do this. No matter what they tell you on social media, they still have bad days. They still have days where they want to do something else. The difference is they don't, because they're committed. You can be the person who's committed. You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how angry I get, no matter what, I'm fucking doing this. Those are the people that are gonna